You're take Russian. Attendance. Ready?
Okay. Oh, yeah, what is
it? Russian. Chairman DeLon?
Here.
Deputy Chair Corcoran?
Here.
Legislator Criswell? Legislator Parity?
John.
I'm sorry.
Legislator okay. Parity?
Am I? Oh, you're calling a roll?
Yes, we are.
Here.
Legislator Wara?
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum. 3 present, 2 absent.
Thank you. Motion to approve minutes and transcript of the June 1st, 2021 meeting.
Make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hello. Dr. Roberts, Jamie, you're up.
Well, I feel less comfortable than in my own place, so I'm a little awkward just being here with me. Anyway, this will be probably longer than you would like.
Here.
Does your one order now?
I don't know, but I'll let you go and I'll figure it out.
Well, first of all, I should always thank our trustees. The last year has been, you know, truly remarkable for us to see what we've gone through, and the fact that, you know, they never faltered or questioned anything we did. So it was very, you know, rewarding to see that they care so much and did the things they needed to do. And I'm going to talk about the foundation a little bit tonight. The foundation has really driven the fact that the cost of going to community college is relatively zero. You know, we get $500,000 in scholarships annually, and it's what they've been able to do for us is truly remarkable. And I can't go without saying thank you to you. You know, the legislature and Pat, we thought for sure that we were going to get the same kind of reduction as we were getting from the state. You know, they gave us 2 20% decreases, which really hurt. You know, we were looking to try to balance our budget and pay the bills, and money that they owed to us, this wasn't, you know, future money, this was money that we expected, that we already planned for, it disappeared. And you never once said, be prepared for something. You know, it was just there. You expected us to do our job, and you gave us the support we needed. So thank you. It really meant a lot. And I'll show you a few pictures of the faculty and staff. The fact that they were able to do that 1 week turnaround and be able to deliver over, you know, there were roughly 3,800 students full and part-time. And to think that we virtually didn't have any more of a loss than we would have had any other year, I really believe that was remarkable. So that's just some photos of what was going on while we were going through the process. And the thing we will say tonight is we're asking for no tuition increase. We had no layoffs. And Jamie's going too fast. We're asking for no increase. If you look at the stability of what we've been able to do over the last few years, we're in a good place. You know, our fund balance is going to be close to $4 million this year. You know, 6 years ago, it was $200,000. We've really made hard decisions. We did the right things. We got the right increases at the time we needed them. So we're feeling really good about being a solid institution, and the fact that Take a school like Adirondack. Adirondack laid off 106 people, which is hard, you know, because they didn't have the reserves. They had to do that. They cut programs, they cut people, they cut staff, made reductions everywhere. We never had to do that, not even a thought. Although Jamie had a plan in her back pocket, we never had to pull the trigger. What we did is we thought we'd come up with a short little video just to show some highlights of what we've been up to in the last year and some of the success that we've had. So, Jamie, show it.
It's been a year we'll never forget. However, through our united courage and determination, we've come back. Returning to lives that are more cherished and committed than ever before. Welcome back to SUNY Ulster.
I could not be more pleased with everything at SUNY Ulster, the staff, the faculty, the student body, everyone's really geared
Students come to SUNY Ulster motivated to find their career path and leave fully prepared to enter the job market or transfer to a four-year institution to continue their studies.
Some of the say sometimes when I hear people say, Nurse Julie, it's surreal that you finally completed your journey and I'm working. Amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
SUNY Ulster faculty have pivoted from in-person classes to face-to-face, remote, fully online, and high-flex course options. In the high-flex modalities, students have the option to attend class in-person or participate synchronously via Zoom. Classes may be divided into groups based on enrollment.
We want to get started because we have a very, very active and rich time together this morning.
Our enrollment and success team is here to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you're graduating high school or are an adult learner, SUNY Ulster provides a great education in both quality and value with learning options that fit your life and goals.
I like to do all the courses online because that's what fits into my schedule the best. I work full-time, I have a family, so if it wasn't for the flexibility, I don't think I'd be able to return to school.
The Ulster Community College Foundation awards $500,000 in scholarships annually. 70% of SUNY Ulster students graduate with no debt.
It's like due to those scholarships that I was able to make a difference.
My 2 years at Ulster were completely debt-free.
The new Start the Learning program, powered by Darlene Belfiger, helps women in Kingston and Ulster County earn a one-year SUNY Ulster business certificate, leading to living wage employment and economic mobility. The Novo Foundation undertakes these efforts with humility and transparency.
Out of all the things we've done, the thing that's been most successful and I'm most proud of is the President's Challenge Scholarship.
President's Challenge Scholarship has almost 200 students in the program this fall in 2021. This program assists Ulster County first-generation students with overcoming socioeconomic barriers associated with attending college. Two-year full-tuition scholarships are awarded to eighth graders.
It's always been a dream for me to go to college on a scholarship.
This is really going to change my life.
This will help so much in my future, and thank you so, so much.
So many changes that spread across the globe and alter most of history. Some may only change in one single life. A change in thinking, a change in direction, a change in what is and what can be. An opportunity to be valued, to be understood, to be important, to make a difference, to grow, to succeed.
Today is a celebration of our accomplishments. One chapter is coming to an end, and a new one is soon beginning. The future belongs to us.
What I'd like to do is just cover some things you saw in the videos just to bring it to life, just to dig down into it a little bit. The first thing is, you know, we've been touting the fact that we're the number one community college in the state for some time. And I always like to say there's 122 community colleges. We think there might be 30, that's just SUNY. But if you take CUNY and you take all the privates, there's a large number. So why and how did we get there? So if you could just go to the next one, I'll show you. There's six categories that are used, and
1 second. Of course. There we go.
Okay, why are we ranked number one? Well, first of all, affordability. When we talked about earlier, you know, there's no tuition increase. If you look at our tuition on a statewide level, we're probably the lower quartile. So we're doing well. We're not the lowest if you take, like, Dutchess, who hasn't had an increase in the longest time, but now they're really suffering. So we've kind of kept pace with what we thought inflation was. But the reason we're the most affordable is the foundation. The foundation, like we said before, $500,000 in scholarships. You know, 6 years ago it was $200,000. We've more than doubled that. And you look at what that does to students. You know, relatively 75% of our students, no debt whatsoever, college is free. Then they look at another thing, percent of students who have to take loans. Well, obviously, if we're at 75%, there's very few loans. And then they judge it on, well, how many default? Well, again, if you're not having very many take it, the default rate is lower. Something, I think, when you think about SUNY Ulster and online, everything's online right now. But before this happened, we had two nationally recognized programs that were online, and they look at things like that. You know, our business program and our computer science program is nationally ranked, accountability and quality. That goes high into the ratings of these. Enrollment and retention. I'll show you in a minute what we've been able to do in enrollment, which we're proud of. And the graduation rate, they look at 2-year, 4-year, and 6-year graduation rates on how well students graduate. And again, that elevates us to a level that puts us in the ranking. Now, there was a list of questions that was provided from some concerns from legislators. So I'm going to address some of those, but we also put together some bullet points. But one thing a lot of people don't understand, we're open access. It means anybody can come to SUNY Ulster. You don't even have to have a high school degree to come and take classes. You can get your GED. You can be career oriented. And something a lot of people say, we need a career and technical school. Well, the only thing we don't offer is plumbing. We can get you a degree and a certificate in almost anything. So, you know, I think we maybe not advertise or promote it enough, but we really are. We're a comprehensive community college. That means almost 50% of everything we do is a 2-year program designed to go to work. Fashion design, nursing, vet tech, police science, police basic academy, 6 months are out there. We really do vocational training at the college. And, you know, I need to get that message out. And if you could tell everyone you see, we are the vocational. And we work so closely with BOCES, because BOCES does a lot of that introduction stuff and they feed right into us. We'll start this year manufacturing, a 2-year degree in manufacturing. Now, if you talk to anyone in manufacturing, they are screaming at us. Produce individuals who can come and work, because there is a shortage, as in every other industry, but manufacturing has been suffering for years. And they're high-tech, high-paying jobs. They're not the manufacturing that you might think. You're becoming a computer analyst is what you're becoming to do some of this stuff. And again, you know, we're the top in the country, the top 100 list of affordable community colleges. And, you know, and if you look in New York State, there's no other one. We're the only community college that made that list of, that's the Department of Education. Now, what is our challenges are gonna be? And I think you may have heard me say this before. You gotta click.
Got it.
Okay. That's a 10-year listing of community colleges in the state. Some community colleges have lost 45% of their enrollment. Think about that. You know, think about your own, your personal, you know, running your own household. Can you imagine losing 45% of your income? Yeah, it's pretty challenging. Over 10 years, you can see the list. The top, you know, this is one list I'm glad we didn't make the top. We are second from the bottom. Over 10 years, we've only lost 4% of enrollment. But the thing that we're proud of is the next slide, which is look at 5 years. If you go back 5 years, we are only 2 institutions out of 30 in the state that have any growth whatsoever. Now that was before pandemic. So we need to get those back. And I think we're, you know, that's our next challenge, and that's what we're gonna do in the next year. And if you look at what our challenge right now is, if you look at, we've lost FTE probably 10%. You think we lost 10% of our students? That's not true. We have the same headcount. Same number of students are coming to college. They're only taking one course and 2 courses. So we need to convince those students that they need to begin full-time like they did in the past. And that's our challenge. It's just to get them back, say, okay, you don't need to work full-time. You can stop doing that part-time. We have enough resources that we can help you. And this year, we'll have more resources for students than ever before. The federal money that came in, and Jamie will talk a little bit about that later, there is going to be new money for students that they've never seen before. We were fortunate, and Jamie will get into details on this a little bit later, but we had 3 rounds, as you all know, and that final round is just a blessing that's going to give us opportunities to do things at the college that we may have never, ever been able to do. And that one of them is raise the technology level of our classrooms, raise the ability by training our faculty not in what they were able to do, but in the future, which is incredible. You see the new classrooms. You walk in a classroom, it looks like this, but you don't realize the power behind that. You know, they can go Google Meets, they can do Zoom, they can do all at the same time and never miss a beat. It's really remarkable. Things that we do different that other community colleges really don't is things like the Green Collar Training Program. And it's, you know, Pat came in with that vision, and you know, Pat and I had talked years before that about we needing to train clean energy. These are clean jobs, they're high tech, and they're high paying. So we've started the academy, we ran it through COVID, we've had success. We have 26 starting in the summer in a new series, and we got a little clip here. And again, one of those programs, you know, they're short term. You can do a month, 2 months, and it builds, all the credentials build on another credential. So by the time, if you do like a year and a half, you're fully credentialed in all these different areas. There have been local businesses that help offset the tuition cost too. So virtually you come in and you have a need, it's not gonna cost you anything to go through these. Something that no other community college has is a small business development center. And just think about what they did, and I think, you know, everyone is aware of how they've jumped in and helped the community. You know, people don't realize we pay for that. You know, it is our funds who pays the director to run the Small Business Development Center. The counselors are paid by grants, but it comes out of our hide because part of our mission is economic development. And something that is not aware of, they started 120 new businesses during the pandemic. That's pretty incredible that people jumped in and having free support. They work one-on-one with these individuals, and they did a remarkable job. Something we do different, we're in the prisons. We have 127 students taking courses right now. Now, if you think about diversity, inclusion, trying to keep individuals out when they get out, keep them out of prison, if you don't have any training, and the statistics prove this, that you will have a 45% chance of returning. You get a degree, you get an education, you get training, 2% you'll return. And there's no taxpayers' dollars being spent on this. This is individuals who are very wealthy in the city who see the value, and through this Hudson Link, all the tuition is paid for them. And we're gonna continue to do that. We had a great graduation class. I think Mike, when he was here, he came and spoke at the first graduation, him and I. It was really remarkable. And this is a thank you slide, rebuilding. And over the last 6 years, you can see some of the projects. You have to flip through these, Jamie. Mm-hmm. You know, we got the new bridge, we got new windows, and the thing I'm most excited about, we got water, which is incredible. You know, that's the shortest term project I've ever been on, 16 years, so that's it was fast. There's the water line, and those are the individuals. I really want to thank them because, you know, over the last, you know, I'm starting in 7 years, and during that whole time, I can't tell you the number of times that everyone said, it's done, we're not going to get the water. And somebody would step in and say, hey, have you thought of this? And we're down in somebody's office, and we're talking, and pretty soon it's momentum going again. And those are those people who did that. So we brought them all on campus, and we had a photo op, and that's the new tank over there on the right. Now, the part that I probably brings, it will bring tears to my eyes in a minute, but the fact what the foundation has been able to do for us is truly remarkable. $500,000, when we got there, there was like $6 million in assets. We've almost doubled that. But that's the community. You know, we'll talk about the president's challenge and how that works. Diversity and bringing students to campus that may have never even thought about going to campus. You know, one of the questions we got was, you know, what are you doing to ensure that school, that kids who are in a poverty level or who are, you know, left out of the, how do you get them here? Well, I'll show you how we got 200 students in the pipeline right now. It's the President's Challenge Scholarship Program, which is that right there. That's 200, that's 150 ninth graders who are already college students, who have IDs, who come on campus. who get mentors, and throughout their entire high school, they will be tutored to make sure when they get to us, they will have, you know, the biggest problem with community colleges, open access. You come there, you can't read, you can't write. So you're going to spend a year just getting ready to take college level courses. We're going to take these kids, they're going to be ready when they, on day one, which will be incredible. And we started with 6 students. Then the next, we had 16 more. Then the next year we brought in 50. We have another 100 that we brought in since that. But those are the actual students right there. And it's just to meet these students is just incredible. You know, if you've ever talked to a group of ninth graders, if you have 150 in a room, to get their attention, to get them stopped, when we walk in a room, it's silent. They are looking up, they are so hungry, they are so excited. Each one of them had to apply, they had to be interviewed, and to get accepted into the program, and their parents are behind them. You've never seen motivated students like this. It is something special. Short little video on this.
It turned out to be one of the most emotional, satisfying days, I think, in 40 years of education I ever had. To watch the joy from the moms.
I'm so happy for my daughter. I'm proud of her. She's ambitious and she's self-disciplined.
I am so very proud of her. She always amazes me. So happy. And I'm so thankful to everyone for choosing her.
I thank you very much for this opportunity, and she's going to do wonderful things, I know it.
And literally, that day I left knowing that we changed 6 lives. Hearing their story is just remarkable.
College is expensive these days, so I didn't really think I could go very far, but when, you know, I had not only my family and my friends telling me they believed in me, but when I had someone who never even knew who I was, like, genuinely believed in me, that felt even better.
People have walked out of my life, so I'm really happy that, like, as people walk out, there's more people that walk in that believe in me.
Over the last 4.5 years, we've had a lot of success, and I think out of all the things we've done, the thing that's been most successful and I'm most proud of is the President's Challenge Scholarship. It's a unique program where we're going after 8th graders and we're changing lives.
There are so many young adults that do not have the opportunity to receive an education. It possibly may not be talked about in their family. It could be finances, it could be many reasons.
We have so many students who are living in poverty, who haven't had parents, who have gone to college, but who are brilliant and capable and full of unlocked potential.
Our students are diamonds. They're bright students, capable, and some come with extreme amount of challenges. You know, life is not fair, but they show up, you know, and they finish.
To see that people have taken the opportunity to believe in students that they have never met is not only heartwarming, but it's truly amazing. It is the golden rule personified.
We started something where we just wanted to target 8th grade, which was about a 2-year scholarship. Now they come on campus, they're getting the college ID, they're attending classes, they're coming to the special events. They are SUNY All-Star students in 9th grade.
Creates an accountability that a lot of kids don't have, and a sense of pride as a result of that.
You know, you can make a donation to a large organization, and you know that's going to overhead and other expenses, and perhaps the end result. But with this, you know you're impacting one person's life.
The idea that you can identify a student in 8th grade and then mentor them and sort of encourage them for 4 years is quite a gift for us, to see a young person blossom.
This is what we're all about here at Community College of Student Success. This is a unique way, but I think it's a tremendous way of getting folks here that ordinarily probably wouldn't be here or had that opportunity. This is the greatest joy that I think one could have.
The first 6 that we had, we didn't know how this was going to work. Then the next year, we brought in another 16. Right now, we have 50 students totally in the program. As we sit right here, they're out there awarding the next 50. So we'll have 100 in the program by the end of this month. I believe we have created a model that can be expanded. So the future is to bring it statewide.
We are so proud of Abigail from our first scholarship class. Abigail's graduated a year early and is here attending SUNY Ulster. She's our first President's Challenge Scholarship recipient here on campus. And we are just so happy to have her here.
I see students go from feeling defeated
to feeling full of hope.
This will help so much in my future, and thank you so, so much.
Can't believe I'm getting to go to college.
This is really going to change my life.
When I heard Christina say, "This is really going to change my life," that was it. That was it for me. I was just hooked.
I knew I always wanted to go to college, I just didn't know how. When I heard about the President's Challenge Scholarship, I knew I needed to apply. I thought that would be a changing moment in my life.
For some students, it's really uplifting their entire family. Now, the next generation of their families will see that, hey, I can do that too.
The President's Challenge Scholarship lifts the student, it lifts the family, and it lifts our entire community.
I had one of the donors come up to me. She says, this is the legacy of the college. If nothing else we ever do at SUNY Ulster, I think this will be what we're known for, changing lives.
I think the thing that is surprising is that we're going to have 200 students in the program. That means there's 200 people in our community who bought into this, and they've written checks for $7,000. That means $360,000 a year that we have to raise. We went to an event about 3 weeks ago, and we raised $360,000. People in our community are just unbelievable. They truly are. And Darlene Pfeiffer is just incredible. She's given $1 million to the college over the time that she's been here. So we took her out to dinner to recognize that she had been the top donor to the college. Midway through our recognition, she gets up and she says, "Al, come here." She pulls out a check for $1 million, another million, and gives me a check for $1 million. To support this program. So now we were going to put it into an investment, and we will never have to worry about paying personnel. It'll go on in perpetuity. So she's just amazing. And the thing was, she never really talked about this program. She was into so many other things, and just out of the blue, she decides, this is what I want to put my name on. So. She's an amazing lady. She's incredible. And that's it. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jamie. She could talk about the fun stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Al. So as Dr. Al said, I'll go into some more detail on the various funding and the various initiatives within the budget. So again, as Dr. Al pointed out, the overview, so no tuition increase, no increase in county share, and no layoffs included in this budget. Quick overview of kind of how we got here. I think this year is very important to kind of walk through where we were at. We started with an original budget gap of $1.3 million. Again, that's tied to the reduction in enrollment. Again, we made the initiative to have absolutely no layoffs. Not every community college did that, but we felt that that was very important going through COVID and looking at our enrollment numbers. We have a combination of our overall 9% reduction in enrollment. So as we track towards closer towards spring, we hope that picks up. Again, as Dr. Al said, it's that shift from that full-time to that part-time learner. Our staff still has to be focused and getting all of those students in the door, though. So $4.6 million in federal funding, $1.3 million of that was allocated to lost revenue. So what was new under round two and round three, we could apply the funding to lost revenue. That was an allowable use. So we were able to do that. We have $2.6 million remaining. As Dr. Al said, we're looking at classroom upgrades. And similar to the county, we're holding town hall sessions to really get support to see what do we need to do with this funding. State aid was an increase of $50 per FTE, or 90% of the prior year. So again, that's that floor model funding we've been talking about. Quick enrollment summary. In terms of headcount, we're about 1,800. In terms of FTE, about 1,700. You do see the part-time to full-time shift. We are about 52.9% part-time now and 47% full-time. What's important for us coming into fall is our modalities. Right now, about 31% of students say they want to stay completely online. We have 44% of our classes are in a face-to-face modality. Those will be blended with face-to-face and hybrid for learners who will still stay hybrid. And then remote synchronous, about 24%. So we will have some on-campus students coming into fall. Obviously, we're still closely tracking the FDA mandate on the vaccine and to see how that's going to play out come fall. Overall revenue summary,
You will see our tuition again is reduced based on our enrollment reductions. The state aid was increased based on the funding, the additional state aid funding. County share is flat. Our other revenue has decreased. Again, this is really tied to events that we hold on campus, vending, bookstore commissions, things we haven't seen come back. We are required to report the federal funding and operating, so you do note the federal funding increase there. In terms of expense summary, our salary and wages did go up a little bit. We did have a contract negotiation that went through this year that included some longevities, some benefit increases as well. Those are again tied to our retiree health insurances, which are ever increasing at this point. Contractual was reduced. As outlined last year, we did go into contract negotiations with our IT department. So we have a contractual IT office. We did go into contract negotiations and reduced our contract pretty significantly through that. And equipment expenses are increased, again, tied to what we expect to do through COVID. I'm sorry, through federal funding. Federal funding summary, as Dr. Al said, it's three buckets. The first bucket could only be used for COVID-related expenses. We were very strict on what we could use those funds for. Second and third rounds are a little bit more flexible. We cannot use it for capital investments, but we are hopeful that we can use it for HVAC upgrades, again, things related to COVID. The most exciting thing is the money that's going to be allocated to students. So under the federal funding sources, CARES 2 and CARES 3, or CERSA and American Rescue Plan, there's a lot of funding going to be in the hands of students. We have to turn this funding around quickly to students, and we have to work with students to make sure that they know the availability of funds. However, we cannot use these as recruitment tools or marketing tools to have students enroll. Quick overview of our budget initiatives. As Dr. Al said, classroom modernizations. We're going through and updating as many classrooms as we can to make sure they're fully modernized for hybrid learning modalities. We have several new initiatives and expanded initiatives, such as an RN to BS program, advanced manufacturing, and a social work and education pipeline. We are also doing technology infrastructure improvements. As everyone knows, with IT security, it's very scary at this point. We'll be partnering with SUNY on some issues there. We have a new department this year, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department. Prior to this, we had a contract with two other community colleges for a chief diversity officer. We found that that wasn't enough of a focus for our campus, so we've created our own chief diversity officer. Some academic initiatives. Again, we have an RN to BS program with SUNY Empire. So students enrolling in our nursing program will have an on-campus recruitment effort from Empire to recruit directly into Empire for their BS program. As Dr. Al said, advanced manufacturing, it's going to be our focus going forward, and we're very excited to get that program kicked off. We also have a direct transfer program in education into SUNY New Paltz. So students, again, can start at SUNY Ulster and then transfer directly into SUNY New Paltz. Cybersecurity is going to be one of our big initiatives for the upcoming year. We'll be partnering with SUNY SOC, which is the Security Operations Center, and going through a whole action plan to really deploy and invest in infrastructure improvements. Part of this will be joining the SOC, which we're currently already actively doing. We will then be doing a gap analysis, so they'll be coming down and do a full gap analysis of all of our systems. We also backed up all of our servers with SUNY SECUS. So SUNY SECUS is our SUNY arm that hosts all of our servers at this point. We will then be doing penetration testing, so again, testing our staff, our faculty, potentially even our students on phishing attempts to make sure that they know how to recognize any issues. We'll then back that up with end user support. So we'll be conducting the exercises and determining training based on the outcomes of those exercises. And then a constant reevaluation. The SUNY SOC requires a complete reevaluation of your systems about every 3 years. We'll do the first assessment and then we'll ramp it up. And again, as we emerge from the pandemic, we really do need to look at the student landscape for our students and address our students' needs. So as Dr. Al said, this budget increases student services and will be great for our students who do come back, and to encourage new students, of course, to come. So any questions?
Can I add one thing? Just, I want to drive home a point. You are the number one community college in the state, and there is a metric for ranking all the community colleges. But that president challenge, I mean, let's think of this for a second. The school sends faculty, reaches out to each of the schools in our county, and nurtures children from the eighth grade, makes sure that they have a mentor, makes sure that they get into college. and really changes the lives of children who could be otherwise at risk. Frankly, that's, in my mind, what makes it the number one community college.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's a remarkable program. So.
Are other community colleges doing the same thing?
We presented a year and a half ago to the trustees of the state. A lot of interest, but with COVID, we just weren't able to go any further. But we will continue to push that.
Yeah, well, thank you for your leadership. Certainly, this doesn't happen in a void. So, and I know you rely on Jamie, too. So thank you both for all
thank
that you
do. And Jen. Don't forget Jen.
Yeah, Jen's up, yes.
You know, if that graphic, we're number one in the backup material, you should be saving that and make sure that's prominently in the hall when people walk in, not this year and next year, but for the next 10 years. Just a quick question. The county's commitment to the college financial, if the county had to increase the commitment that was applied to tuition, do you think there would be it would be an incentive, a help for new recruits?
Maybe in the future, but not currently. With the federal money that's available for students, our foundation, you know, somebody needs something, we're there.
Okay.
You know, there'll be a day, you know, in 3 years, I may say, oh please, but right now, no, we're doing fine.
Any other questions, comments? If not, I will move on to resolutions. Resolution number 299, approving the 2021-2022 Ulster County Community College budget, SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye. Noes? Great. Thank you. Resolution number 300, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority for the State of New York, DASNY, for design and construction phase services for DeWitt Library emergency facade renovation and Center Gymnasium roof feasibility study related to the Campus Roofs Capital Project number 489, Campus Roofs, Ulster County Community College.
I'll make a motion.
All right.
Second.
Any questions? Do you want to tell us a bit about this?
Sure. So this is approving the contract with DASNY to complete the work. You had the capital project authorization, I think, about a month ago. So this is the contract with DASNY to complete the work. Again, we have coping stones that are stones and are porous, so they've been separated from the building, again, with that constant thaw freeze effect. So this will be emergency facade repairs around campus. We also have Senate Gym roof. It's a very large flat roof that we're trying to do a roof project for. We need to complete a feasibility study to determine load on the roof. We also want to eye this roof for potential solar-ready roof. So in order to do that, we need to complete the feasibility study, make sure it's structurally sound to advance the load forward.
Well, I know Manager will be happy to hear that. All right. So I have a motion. Believe a second. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. Resolution number 301, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the New York Connects program with New York State Office of the Aging. And we have the director of Office of the Aging, Susan Copenhaver.
Howdy.
Hello, Susan.
Do you want me to move it?
Please.
Move it. Okay, first.
Second.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't have to practice again for the next presentation. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Well, why don't you tell us a bit about...
New York Connects has several of us. You know, if you can see the budget, most of it's in personnel and contracts because we have one full-time contracted person. Well, actually, a couple of them, one full-time, one part-time. And then all of several of us have parts of our salaries allocated to New York Connects. And basically, we've all earned it this year because everybody was answering the phones and guiding people through the pandemic, and at one point I think six of us were on the phone and it was still ringing. We were sort of an anchor for the elderly this year. They didn't have food, or they couldn't go shopping, or they were scared to go out and they needed food, and another thing that we're talking about tonight is part of that. But we got them fed and we got them taken care of, and part of that is what New York Connects is all about. It's a much broader philosophy in that we take care of the elderly and the disabled folks in the community, everybody over 60 and those who are disabled, and we try to guide them to resources that can help them. And the folks that do that, for the most part, full-time are trained and have training. The rest of us sort of punt it when I'm asked a question. I don't know the answer. I just, you know, I ask somebody else, but we're all getting pretty good at it, so.
Where is this compared to what we anticipated? Is this about?
Oh, yeah, it's about the same.
It's what we had anticipated.
We had never actually, they never made us do this kind of budget before, so that's why you're seeing this year, but it's not much different than in the past.
Previous years.
Yep.
Well, I appreciated everybody on the other end of that phone, because I punted quite a lot during the COVID.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did talk to you a couple times.
Yeah, I didn't have many answers for my seniors, but
yeah,
you guys really
tough.
Took care of them, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Sure. We do it with love.
No, and you really did. You know, everybody replied back that you were a fantastic asset for them in my town.
Great.
Great. So let's vote on Resolution 301. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $50,000 entered into by the County Gateway Industries and Business at Gateway Hudson Valley Office of the Aging.
Motion.
Second.
So, we're adding to the budget for a year, because as you saw with Dr. Al, we too got a lot of extra money to spend from various different federal and state funds, partly through COVID and partly from the federal government. And some of it, like his, was also restricted. For instance, there was one grant just for in-home vaccinations. So we didn't actually do them, but we spent time arranging them, and so did the hotline. So we're gonna try to figure out a way to spend that. But this particular part is, I don't know if you've ever heard us talk about the pantry bags, but people who get home delivered meals get 5 meals. And when we have the money and the funding, we also give them shelf-stable meals to have at home, canned stuff, breakfast, lunch, and dinner type of things. And that's what the pantry bags are. And they haven't gotten them for a long time because we didn't have it in the budget. But right now, because of all this extra money, we're spending it. And we're also spending it on other things that we hope will help the seniors in the community, such as deep cleaning and decluttering their homes and ramps and things like that. But for right now, you may or may not see those other additions. But this one had to be added to the budget because it was $50,000. And so we have a plan for all of the money, I think, basically, but we're planning to supply all the current people on home delivered meals with pantry bags for the next 6 months through the end of the year.
Great.
And that's where the money, that's where the amount comes from, basically.
Thank you. Yeah, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great, thank you. All right, resolution number 303, amending the Ulster County budget to reflect additional funding for Brighter Futures Initiative full-time case manager position in the Bureau. Motion?
Oh, was that ours too?
No.
No, that's
oh,
this
I'm
is,
sorry.
Yep.
Thank you.
I heard case manager.
You can stay if you like.
Thank you.
Motion, second.
I believe you did invite...
Yeah, I'm here on Nina's behalf.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Fine.
Thank you.
So, much like the President's Challenge Scholarship, we have another program that the Youth Bureau does called the Brighter Futures Initiative. It's mostly funded, or I think all funded, through Novo Foundation, Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley. So it started with 20 students, 10 from Kingston and 10 from Ellenville. Last year, we have case support. We try to, the idea is to kind of stop the school-to-prison pipeline and basically do whatever we can to assist these students, whether it's their families, travel to work. There's a lot of different ways that we use the Community Foundation's money to help get these kids through graduating high school. We started with one basically caseworker for these first 20 kids. This last year, we've done 20 students in Kingston and 20 in Ellenville with a full-time caseworker and a part-time. The person who was part-time was focused on the 20 in Kingston. The full-time person focused in Ellenville. That Kingston work with 20 people really needed to become a full-time position. For 21-22, we're adding 10 students from Ulster BOCES to the program as well. So the part-time position is going to shift and focus on the Ulster BOCES kids, and the full-time, we're adding a full-time position here, which will be, again, fully funded through the county community foundations. I know I had said in the chair's meeting I thought that we covered benefits, but this resolution is actually correct. It's fully offset, so zero additional county costs. They cover both salary and benefits.
So any thoughts about expanding it beyond those students?
Potentially. I mean, I think we've talked to the funders, and they've committed to sustaining the program going forward for the next few years. If we'd have to have another conversation or go back out for additional funding or be willing to put, you know, county funds behind it if we want to expand the program. But I mean, we're up to 50 now. We were at 20 to begin with. So, you know, if we can end up expanding it to other, you know, to the other basically seven school districts, something that we'll look at.
Have to get you to Dr. Richards or Dr. Roberts' luncheons with some of his donors.
Right.
Wow. I'm still blown away by that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a dog that I gotta walk on my own. So thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John. Do we have any new business? Old business, American Rescue Plan. I'm sure you've all submitted to the chair your thoughts and requests.
Yeah.
As far as the matrix draft, I know that was sent out. Amber did a terrific job.
Yeah, they're great.
On that. So I guess the next step is for that to go to Ways and Means.
I think that's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Right on time. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. Mary.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.